This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we got homeopathy, right? Robert, why don't you talk homeopathy? You're a homeopath. Well, it just becomes Harry Potter hocus pocus stuff for a lot of folks, including Super Don. It's Latin names. Well, no, of course, whenever it's appropriate, I'd like to integrate homeopathic medicine for you, and we're going to talk about that. Rick Jaffe Esquire is going to join us. He's battling or contributing to a battle to defend homeopathy in California, where they don't defend little children from the harm caused by vaccines against their will. Not at all. And I think about law. You know, we talk about disagreements. We opened today talking about how important it is to engage in people who disagree with you. Not violently, but to have genuine discussions that they seem to be so rare, right? Can't we have, perspectives, learn perspectives? Why? Again, the big question for me starting out with someone you agree with, why do you believe the way you believe about X, Y, or Z topic? Okay? That's a great place to start. Now, you may walk away still disagreeing with them, but you'll have a foundation for why they believe what they believe. Now, if they believe because they've been told it and they have no defense of it, it's going to get a little annoying and you're not going to want to engage in that discussion because they're going to start yelling and screaming at you. Case in point, when we talk about the greatness of America, the origin of the organic American Republic, a Republican form of government, the founding fathers knew that they needed to restrict government to do the least amount of damage to the people that would follow them. And that if they ever lost sight of the potential danger or actual danger that government posed to the people, the threat that it was in very real form, that they would fall asleep and they would look to government to do more and more for them. And of course, simultaneously, unbeknownst to them, enslave them in a relationship that was no longer master-servant, where you, the people, are the master, the sovereign, and the people in government were the servants. Now, this doesn't mean you could say, government, go get my coffee. That's not the kind of servant we're talking about, serving. But we have now a situation where just about everything the federal government does, and many state governments do, is unconstitutional. And here's a great quote. I love the 10th Amendment Center. Michael Bold, Mike Mahari, and the gang. They just published a little thing that said, an act of usurpation is not obligatory. It is not law. This was according to Theosyphilus. Did I say that right? No, that sounds like a venereal disease. I didn't mean to say it that way. Theophilus Parsons, or Theophilus Parsons. January 23rd, 1788, Massachusetts Ratifying Convention. So they understood the concept of the danger of government overreaching, people getting into government, not realizing that in America it was designed to be a very limited government and that it should not be utilized to violate the rights of anyone. And we've so far lost that. So if we engage in a discussion to say, you know what, laws made not in pursuance with the Constitution are in fact no law at all. They have no force or effect. But then you say, well, sure they do. Look at what the government's going to do if I don't do what they say I have to do. Well, that's not the argument. The argument is that they aren't lawful. And they're regulating behavior of those who have usurped, in a sense, self-usurped, if that could be possible, I don't know if that's illegal in Alabama to self-usurp, but they basically...
You'll go blind, kid.
Yes. They abrogated, something has happened where you've given up your sovereignty and you've subjugated yourself, you've subjected yourself to overlords. Very unlike what our founding fathers had intended for us. But a republic, if you can keep it, right? Vigilance, diligence, and protection of liberty. We have a government now, and most of the, I would dare say the vast majority of the American people have no earthly idea the proper role of government in an American Republican form of government. And so we are now operating in those who believe, as I believe, that most of what the government does is unconstitutional. I would say this on a spiritual basis, violates my spiritual freedom to heal, to be a healer, to be healed, however I perceive outside of the FDA's jurisdiction. That somehow I am the criminal in that equation. People who live according to their religious convictions outside of the purview or the subjugation of government are considered the outliers, the fringers, or the people that you should be afraid of. I'm much more afraid of the people who believe that government has the role to basically tell you what to do and not do, to run your life, to control your life, to tell you how you can live. That, to me, is a much greater danger than the people who have figured out, you know what, I don't need the government telling me what to do. I can figure this out on my own. In fact, I can do better than what the bureaucrats are telling me to do. Now, that is a complete unintentional side note for today's show when I saw this post by the 10th Amendment Center. And I want to remind you that the way you live is ultimately a spiritual or religious belief, however you want to define it. And that until you get to that deep level understanding of the choices you make being a spiritual-based choice, you will always fall under the auspices of those who will drag you back in and enslave you to a government regulation, a government regulatory scheme to convince you you are not an eagle, you're a chicken, and you should be scratching around the dirt for worms like all the other American chickens, as opposed to those who would soar above it and go, you know what, I don't have to scratch around in the dirt just because everybody does. And if you get mad at me for not scratching around in the dirt, that's on you, not me. I'm not trying to make you mad. I just want to say, hey, look up. You're one of those, too. I want to remind you of that. And that's a big part of what this show is about. I perceive it to be. I don't know if it's getting across properly or not. But let's go into the gut now. Gut check time. Microbiome. A lot of what I've covered over the years of the microbiome is now they're just catching up in the media, in the mainstream medical literature. Of course, a lot of what I've learned has come from that. But it goes well before that, too, when I talk about the law of the terrain and Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, all of these things that are just so foreign to our allopathic Western reductionist religious, if you will, mindset. The microbiome in your body thrives with regular physical contact. Now, I've argued that all of these strange diseases that they're worried about, you'll sneeze, you're going to catch it. A lot of this is to drive fear into you so you don't interact with people, right? The nurses that don't want to vaccinate, if they don't get fired for not getting a flu shot, then they're made to wear a mask. My gosh, don't breathe on anybody. It used to be nurses actually touched, massaged, you know, there was the healing touch that was part of nursing and even doctoring to some degree. And we've been made afraid, especially in the era of the scam of HIV causing AIDS, where, a retrovirus that's never been caught in the act of anything, doing anything. There's no test for it specifically. Now, in that age, they say, my gosh, if you have intimate contact with somebody, you could end up dead. Now, granted, you might have a religious or spiritual viewpoint on what's appropriate in terms of that contact and how it should occur. But the idea that we should never touch another person, this is where now we're getting to the argument or the overreaction, if you will, about everything is sexual harassment. You looked at me funny, I'm offended, you should be thrown out of office. I don't want it to go there. I want to take each incidents on its own accord and analyze it that way as opposed to a broad generalization. Now men are afraid to be in the same room with another woman, for instance, because of what might happen. That, again, it's going there and I'm not liking that. But this scientific endeavor reveals that your microbiome is strengthened by interaction with other humans. That in fact they're analyzing the microbiome and finding out biodiversity is benefited by interaction, human interaction. And that isolating yourself in a plastic bubble is not to your benefit, to your detriment. We've talked about things like allergies. Allergies playing a huge role here because we don't have the proper gut microbiome. And in addition to this study talking about the benefit of interchanging, with people, interacting with people on the biodiversity. There are now five apparently new neat things that we didn't know about gut health. I don't know, Super Don, are these things we didn't know? Are these new things? What do you think?
Some of these we did cover. We did talk about over the year.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at number one on the list is triclosan or triclosan. The idea that we should obsessively, every time we touch something, we must run over to the benzyl alcohol or benzylconium chloride, whatever they talk about, or triclosan-containing purifiers, and immediately wipe off the microbiome on your hands. Again, this is it's obsessive and it's dangerous, and in fact, it's harmful to the microbiome. So it's
they banned triclosan. They did. They ended up banning it.
But any of these antimicrobials, from a synthetic perspective, antibiotics, creating disruption to the gut microbiome biodiversity, that is key. Again, biodiversity. Biodiversity. But a love of support of health. Not biodiversity when you say, I need more devastating forms of E. coli because I don't have enough. And you know, it's like, yes, there's E. coli in a biodiverse colon, but in a healthy form, everything's kept in check. But if you've relied on antibiotics in your life, you could have that imbalance that results in Clostridium difficile imbalance, SIBO, things like that, Helicobacter pylori, etc. Number two on this list, immune system uses gut bacteria to control glucose metabolism. Now, I don't overemphasize this. I will acknowledge that, yes, a healthy microbiome helps you to bioassimilate the minerals in your food as well. And without the chromium we talk about, you're not going to be able to utilize the sugars appropriately. Three, high-fiber diet keeps gut microbes from eating the colon's lining, which is kind of gross if you think about it. Protects against infection, according to animal studies. But I will say this, a high-fiber diet feeds the microbiome back into health and also produces molecular hydrogen, that first element on the periodic table of element, that ultimate antioxidant. Supercharges others, but also has its own antioxidant impact. So, yes, that's going to be very important. Number four, gut bacteria affects our metabolism. And number five, the gut microbe contribute to yo-yo obesity, which four and five are pretty similar. When they transplanted certain bacteria from obese to non-obese, they found that the recipient of that microbiome transplant began to become obese as well. So the microbiome, the critters in our gut, of which we have more of those than we have cells in our body, critical for so many aspects of function, including, as we said, immune system, all kinds of metabolic function, neurotransmitter production, endocrine function. There's no limit to what we're going to learn about the microbiome. But biodiversity, don't be afraid to interact with other humans, please. Don't use the antimicrobial hand sanitizers all of the time either. Soap and water is fine, or if you need to use silver. I'm hungry. What kind of food puts you in a good mood?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
2 hours today, 6 days a week, right here on the Robert Chadbell Show, GCN Live, our home and broadcast radio syndication, and available in a lot of other places later. But the archives are also linked at SoundCloud, Super Don. Just post them up as soon as possible. And GCN, our home and broadcast syndication, actually puts them up the fastest, and they got it going on, so you can check it out there. Share the links, please. If you want to review the links, go to robertscottbell.com. You'll also see the wonderful sponsors that are there, including our friends at CV Sciences, the PlusCBDOil.com that we love and utilize. I'm holding up for those watching on YouTube right now. CBD is available to you. You can direct mail to you if you don't have it at a local health food store. RSB15 gets you 15% off, which is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Also, organics, our friend Doc Newsom has formulated a lot for Ty Bollinger, The Truth About Cancer and Organics. A lot of great fermented products that we utilize on a daily basis here, organics.com. And Super Don, I think you got all those links in the show notes as well, still active for people.
Correct.
Yeah. And there's even a link for those of you who buy through the Health Ranger store, through Mike Adams. Because if you somebody say, how can I support the Robert Scott Bell Show? One of the ways you can do it is click the link to go to the Health Ranger store. If you're going to buy something from the Health Ranger store anyway, that'll help us out. So there are kind of unique, silly, cute little things you can do. And if you want to buy some good organic food, I'm with you. Go get it. They've got some prepared foods, some storable foods as well. But what about a good food mood? Super Don, what puts you in a good food mood? Is there something that when you eat, you're like, man, that's comfort food to me?
Oh, wow, I wasn't prepared for this.
Come on, we talked about grilled cheese last week, right?
Oh, that sure, was like good grilled cheese sandwich. Yeah. Yeah, of course, you know, when I think of what puts me in a good mood, I'm a big soup fan.
Okay.
You know, especially in the winter. Mm-hmm. But I like it all year round. But, you know, when it's cold outside or something like that, a good homemade soup is, like, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that might sound boring, but, you know, I mean, it's just to me.
No, a good soup, not boring. Oh, really comforting,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. Clam chowder. There you go. Mm.
Chicken soup when you have the man flu, for instance.
That's right.
Diet and dietary practices differentially affect mental health in young adults versus older adults, according to new research from Binghamton University, State University of New York. Okay. So we're talking now about acknowledging that your diet needs, your needs may be different at different times of your life. We're talking about in your younger life, you're more dependent, they say here, on foods that increase availability of neurotransmitter precursors and concentrations in the brain. And they say that's more of a carnivorous diet, more meat in this case. I would say amino acids will play a role there, absolutely. However, as you mature, your mood may have a different need. If you're over 30 years, they say you may be more reliant on food that increases availability of antioxidants, fruits, and abstinence of food that is inappropriately activating the sympathetic nervous system. And superdons aren't like this, like coffee or high glycemic index stuff or skipping breakfast. But I'll say that, you know, as you age, if you don't know what to do to counteract the minerals that have been depleted from your body, this is definitely true. However, if you are actively engaged throughout your life in physical activity and you understand the penchant for losing minerals over time because of the exposure to things that can deplete them, you counter that, you will live more like a young person. You probably have dietary needs more like a young person. But what I like about this article is it acknowledges the differentiation between individuals and maybe their needs at different ages or times. And I would say that even on a day-by-day basis, your needs can shift. I have been vegetarian, I've been a carnivore, and I've been in between, if that's possible. And I listen to my body now, having cleaned up my diet 27, 28 years ago now to organic. And so my body tells me, hey, you need this, you don't need that. I can become sensitive to that. And the cleaner you eat, I think the more that response will be. Your gut signals will be appropriate, not inappropriate, to your actual needs. But it does acknowledge that your dietary requirements today might be different tomorrow or next year or the next, which seems to be common sense, but not everybody has plugged into that. They think, oh, one size fits all, everybody should be a vegan. One size fits all, everybody should be my definition of paleo. And I say that other than being clean, organic quality, what your needs are going to differ from my needs and Super Don's needs. Okay? Makes sense, Super D? I like the article overall.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, there's a buzzword that's thrown around a lot about personalized medicine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that I like the concept because it's true. Everybody's different, and you have to know your body and know what you need.
All right. The battle for homeopathic freedom has been going on in California because there are a lot of skep-duck lawyers, opportunists that just sue companies because Prop 65 in California made it possible. There are nuances to that law are being ignored or precedents that were set in previous trials, including one that involved King Bio. He succeeded. Rick Jaffe is on to explain what's the latest and what you can do to perhaps help out for the future of homeopathy there.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Homeopathic medicine. Homeopathic medicine has been a legally recognized drug system in America since the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938 passed in 1939. They grandfathered the pharmacopoeia, and it's a legally recognized drug system. That is why when you go into a health food store, a natural pharmacy, you will see a homeopathic medicine with an indication for use for relief of symptoms of X, Y, and Z. Whereas dietary supplements don't have drug status, they can only make veiled statements of supporting structure and function. All right? Now, the FDA regulates homeopathy as a drug. There's an OTC, over-the-counter form, and there are prescription or legend forms as well. What's up, California? They established this thing called Prop 65, and suddenly now, I don't know, everybody out of the woodwork that wanted to make a buck started suing companies. Back in the day, I was working with a company that got sued. We used the technique. We got it dismissed. But my friend Dr. Frank King and King Bio fought it, probably put in six figures in his defense, and they succeeded. Years later, though, another suit comes along, and we talk with Rick Jaffe. He's back on with us now, and he's going to catch us up to speed in how the attack on homeopathy has taken a strange turn in the courts in California. Rick, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Robert. I appreciate it.
So
you got it. And the last interview we had, there were a lot of holes we needed to fill in. You filled in with an article you've written on your site, plus a paper that you've sent in to the courts. And I want to get to that. But can you catch us up from the beginning for those that didn't hear your interview that last time a few weeks back?
Well, here's the short of it. In King Bio, your friend did a pretty good job, and the lawyers did a good job, and they established certain defenses for homeopathy that if you wanted to attack a homeopathic remedy for false advertising, you had to prove damages, you had to prove causation and actual reliance. And also, they kind of put a damper on these kinds of actions by holding that the FDA has already, basically given a stamp of approval on homeopathic remedies, as you pointed out at the top. So they say, well, how can it be false advertising? So that's been a pretty good law for the last 15, 16 years. But the appellate court in this Green case basically disregarded the King Bio case and says, no, you can sue for false advertising. And more importantly, what the court says is you don't even have to show causation. You don't have to show damages. You don't have to show anything. All you have to show is that consumers might likely be misled by the claims, and that's not really the law in California. So what happened is the Court of Appeals in this case, Green, just got it wrong. They just misrepresented the law and misrepresented the statute. So we're hoping that the Supreme Court is going to take the case, and the Supreme Court just has discretionary review. They don't have to take the case. So we're hoping, because of this egregious of an error and the fact that you now have a conflict between this King case, which has been established for 15 years, and it was recently affirmed or thought to be valid by a federal appellate court, and this Court of Appeals case in Green. So right mm-hmm. now, the status of the law is chaos in California.
What was it even more intriguing about what you wrote, I didn't know last time, is that the company Green Pharmaceuticals makes this homeopathic snore stop. Now, you can rely upon the Pharmacopeia, the HPUS, and Materias Medica to validate your claims. That's in the law of the Food, Drug, Cosmetic Act. Whereas this company went above and beyond that. They actually conducted double-blind, placebo-controlled studies on their snore stop to show it was beyond, there was statistical significance, if you will, to validate the use of this OTC homeopathic drug product for snoring. Yet, something was amiss here in the trial. Did they even get this thing entered? I mean, that should have shut it down right then.
Well, you would think. I mean, as you know, very few homeopathic remedies have clinical studies behind them, let alone what's the gold standard of clinical studies, which is the double-blind placebo-controlled study. And this actually had such a study that was done by a highly reputable chairman of a department that wasn't even affiliated with the company. I mean, it was completely... it was completely unrelated to the company. It was published in a peer-reviewed journal, and you would think that'd be the end of it. How do you sue someone from false advertising when your claim is supported by clinical trials? But what they did in the trial is they had some retired pharmacologist testify, and he said he didn't like the study. The study is bad. It has defects and all that. But here's the problem with what the Court of Appeals did. You have to show more that the study was wrong. You have to show that the Green shouldn't have relied on it. I mean, that I think is impossible. I mean, how is Green supposed to know? The study was published in 1999. How is the Green supposed to know that 15, 18 years later, some retired pharmacologist was going to take the position that the study was invalid? I mean,
right.
Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. He's probably wrong. But, you have to show that Green's reliance on the study was unreasonable, and that's the law, but the California Court of Appeals didn't follow it. So I believe if the Supreme Court of California takes the case, if they take the case, I can almost guarantee that the Court of Appeals decision is going to be reversed. The challenge is to have them take the case.
Right. No, it's a major conflict at the California level. It means, correct me if I'm wrong, that anybody could sue any drug company and say they didn't like the study they relied upon for their advertising for their drug. And if they have a pharmacologist say he didn't like the study, then suddenly now that's enough.
That's right. Anybody. So it's really beyond homeopathy. This notion that you could sue for false advertising for someone relying on a peer-reviewed study, double-blind study, just by criticizing the study during the trial, that's craziness. And I think the Supreme Court is going to, if they take the case, the Supreme Court is going to shut that down. That's not enough. That's not a valid method of attack, you know, on false advertising.
Rick, if the, it's ridiculous. If the Supreme Court refuses in California to take the case, is there a federal issue that can be legitimately brought about in federal court to say, you know, this is this kind of, how would we say, conflicts with even federal law? I don't know the answer to that, but it's a question because I'd hate to see this thing. I mean, California's messed up enough. They don't need more of this.
Yeah, well, I'm hopeful. So the answer is the petition for rehearing was filed by Green. I just found out a little while ago that the plaintiffs did file a responsive brief, and then Green is going to file a reply. I've also, just on my own, because I was so outraged by the decision, I filed a what's called an amicus letter, you know, giving a perspective of a practitioner that's knocked around, because I think this case, this Court of Appeals case, is going to have a horrible effect just on the law and jurisprudence and how it's going to create uncertainty for how lawyers are going to litigate cases or even advise clients as to what's legal. I mean, I can't tell a client now you can rely on a peer review study, right? Because you can just hire the same wacko who came into the Green case and said, well, I don't like the study. You know?
Yeah.
And
well, I think
false advertising is crazy.
If you let the Supreme Court of California know in that letter and expand even on that, that it's not just about homeopathy, suddenly now all drugs are in the crosshairs of anybody that says, I don't like the study they relied upon to advertise the claims. Dude, that, I mean, I think they would hear it. Again, is there any sympathy toward it being homeopathy or bias against it being homeopathy? I don't know. I mean, California has always been a crunchy granola state in a sense. Very open and leading the nation in many integrative therapies and holistic things in stores, but it doesn't necessarily translate into their legislators, as we've seen with Richard Dickey Pan, the MD, who convinced the state legislature to pass a law, and Governor Brown signed it in, to mandate vaccines without exemption unless it was medical, and now they're attacking even the doctors who are providing, according to the law, medical exemption. So, again, I'm just nervous as all get out about California. I've told people to get out of California if they can.
Well, now, especially because of the fires. Yeah, I think, maybe it's all related. You know, I guess you guys have been talking about this Chris Eckley study. I mean, we hope to make, to bring this really, get a lot of publicity about that in the Bob Sears case, because I think that's an important study. I mean, his finding about the aluminum, the high levels of aluminum in the brains of autism people. So,
That is a huge finding. And Chris Eckley, we've had on the show before. I met him initially a few years back at the Autism One Expo in Chicago, and a brilliant man, very nice man as well. And he's done some good work there in revealing the high level of aluminum all over the brain of these patients that had died who had autism. And it was not just like an autism case in the gray matter, but it was everywhere in the brain, at in some cases 5 to 10 or more times the levels that they would find normally, even in Alzheimer's patient, if I'm not correct there. But
the sad thing about that is, his study and his analysis isn't getting the play that it should, certainly not in the mainstream media, because I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
Well, yeah, that is also the problem when we talk about a government media medical complex. They pretty much filter the news, and even if they report on it, they give it a spin that kind of dissociates from the real meaning, so that people go, oh, there's a study, and they move on to the next thing. And, of course, it comes to those of us in what we call the new media. I believe the origin of the First Amendment was about anybody and everybody reporting on news and communicating news, not just officially sanctioned, owned by 7 multinational corporation news media. That would impart this kind of information necessary to realize there's corruption at the highest levels of government all the way down and within corporations that seek to benefit by their products being used or mandated for use, as well as the media that reports on it that receives direct-to-consumer advertising and even prescription advertising that's direct-to-consumer, not just OTC, that convinces people to buy these products.
Right. Well, you guys have the antecedents. What you guys are doing is like the antecedents, like the pamphleteers. you know, the revolutionary times, they had all these Thomas Paine was a pamphleteer. I mean, that's what he was doing. Yeah, you know? And had one really good one, Common Sense, but that's what he did. He put out these pamphlets. So, I mean, you guys are, you know, following in their tradition.
Absolutely. And, Rick, I appreciate what you did in writing that amicus letter for the Supreme Court to consider bringing that case, hopefully clear this thing up. But real quick here, is there anything my listeners can do to support this?
Well, I think circulate it, talk about it, and let's just see what kind of interest we can develop. I mean, anybody can write a petition. Anybody can write a letter to the Supreme Court requesting in support of the petition. So in my article that I just wrote, there's the address of the Supreme Court. So I don't know, maybe just, you know, write letters requesting that the case be heard. I mean, if they want homeopathic remedies in California, I mean, that's the beauty of...
Excellent, Rick. We have the letter linked up in the show notes. It's available as a PDF. You can print it out, read it on your screen. And, yes, the address to the California Supreme Court is there, so you can write a letter like that, too. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Rick, stick around. We'll talk to you off the air, and we'll be back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. Goberkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's another fine show you've gotten me into, Super Don. Really?
Sorry.
Seriously, dude. Another fine show. You have put together amazing articles to bring to light, you know, things that we love to communicate here and, you know, validate the kind of crazy stuff I like to talk about. So, thank you, my friend. Really enjoy that. And
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Do you sense Rick was able to communicate? It's a complex legal issue, but I got the sense that, you know, it made sense, right? When you read what he wrote as well as what he wrote to the court, I think there's some sense to be made there, although there's some holes that we haven't filled yet because we don't know if that double-blind study actually made it into become an exhibit in that original case. So there's still some questions about it. But man, what a mess.
Indeed, he do. It will be interesting to see how this all pans out.
All right. Folks, there'll be upcoming events. We'll be adding them in. I'm still tentative dates on I'm going to do maybe even a CBD lecture in the new year somewhere. We're still wanting to do a live radio broadcast from our friends that have a Kratom bar, right? They serve Kratom and Kava and stuff. So keep checking in with us on social media or at going to robertscottbell.com. Now, we talked about the man flu last hour and the legitimacy of it, right? What about purposefully making yourself sneeze? Lord knows why you'd want to, but hey, there are ways to do it, apparently, according to Medical News Today. There's an MD that wrote this or something.
I would venture to say everybody's done it at some point. You know, intentionally made yourself. I think it's kind of a normal thing. Either that or I'm just weird. But there's just
like a yawn.
You feel like you need to sneeze. You know?
I know. But if you see somebody yawn and you don't yawn, they say you're a sociopath. Have you ever heard that?
I have heard of that, yes.
Yeah. Now, if you see somebody sneeze and you don't sneeze, I don't think it means that. It just, I don't think it has
not,
the same
I don't think sneezing is contagious like yawning is, for whatever reason.
Now, if I go outside and look up into the sun, I can sneeze. That's almost an automatic.
Totally. I can do it on just a bright light, period. It doesn't even have to be the sun.
Right. Yeah, that's a secondary way. I've had that, too. And it feels really good when you do it. It's like, oh, man, I feel so much better. I don't know why that happens.
Now, the question is, though, you have to ask, I think people might be wondering, why would you make yourself sneeze?
No, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, Super Don. Help me out. I mean, I understand if you have a tickle in your nose and you need to sneeze or you got mucus in there, something, debris, you want to push it on out. But why would you want to just, hey, I don't need to sneeze. I just want to sneeze. Why?
Well,
I don't have an answer.
Apparently, it's healthy to sneeze. And I did not know this.
But what about for the person you sneeze on?
Well, I guess it all depends. You might be helping them boost their immune system, right?
Right. But, expanding their microbiome.
Yeah. Apparently, there's health benefits to it. The sneezing is a way for the body to be able to expel things that it detects that it needs to get rid of. right. out of the nose and the mouth. I actually read some things back in history that there were some ancient cultures that would purposely cause themselves to sneeze because it was something that was supposed to be like a cleansing, you know, detoxing.
And then you said Gesundheit or Labriut or God bless you, right?
Yeah.
Talk about
and then all the atheists
whatever, right?
burned you at the stake.
Oh, but, no. Well, here's the first way. If you want to sneeze, here's the first thing they say. Use a tissue, roll the corner of the tissue into a point, and place it in one nostril and gently move it back and forth until you have the tickling sensation, and that stimulates the trigeminal nerve, and that should cause you to sneeze. Or the proverbial cartoon way is you tickle your nose with a feather, and you can elicit sneezing.
This is from Medical News Today, by the way.
Right. We're not making this up. Yes. Look at the light, right? And, sniffing strong perfume. Yeah, I mean, that can make it gags, but if it's really nasty. Now, this is number five. I don't like number five.
Great.
You read number five. What should you do
yes.
to yuck?
Number five on the list on how to make yourself sneeze, according to Medical News Today, tweeze a nostril hair.
Oh, no. That doesn't... It's like...
Boing.
No.
I'll pass. Yeah.
There's another way they say tweeze one of your eyebrow hairs. Pluck an eyebrow hair. Now...
Huh?
Yeah. I guess it stimulates the nerves.
That sounds painful.
One here. I like this one. Eat dark chocolate. I don't recall sneezing after eating dark chocolate, but I like dark chocolate. That's cool.
Right. And then, of course, pepper.
Pepper, oh yeah. By the way, pepper is something that will stimulate that. Allium sepa is the red onion in homeopathic form, often indicated if you are sneezing. Use the tip of your tongue, massage the nose, get some cold air, have a carbonated drink. So, if you want to sneeze, we've just learned you how, even if you don't need to. Hopefully you've had a wonderful, wonderful radio broadcast today. Did you enjoy the Robert Scott Bell Show today, boys and girls? I certainly did. I hope Super Don did. Ben, we didn't abuse him too much, just the right amount, so he's still hanging out with us. Be back tomorrow. Now, I'm going to take a break. I'll talk to y'all watching on YouTube for a few minutes afterwards, but Super Don, I got to tell them what they need to know before we got to go. That is, the power to heal and sneeze on command is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.